la transmisión simultánea con Chilango Radio, con el 105.3 de la FM. Y estamos muy contentos, Tats y yo, porque tenemos en la carpita de convoy la visita de Sarah Kingsley. ¿Cómo? Sarah Kingsley, thank you for being with us. We're really, really pleased.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. So you just came down from your set. So tell us how it went foremost.
Yeah, no, it was amazing. It was literally incredible. We played in his tent as the sun was setting.
Aww.
The crowd was amazing. I feel like a lot of people before I came here were like, you don't know how amazing the crowds are in Mexico. And so...
So the myth is real.
Yeah, no, it was the dreams came true. It was great. It was fantastic.
Awesome. I was just talking to Pablo about, like, your endeavor of making up, you know, knowledge about women in producing music and how the landscape has shaped and in different ways. Which for you are your kind of like inspiration musical wise? Because we can talk about, you know, like Linda Perry, for example, she's a pioneer, or even Missy Elliott. But now, like for you, you're this new generation of producers of, you know, of, in music. So what you aspire and who are your inspirations?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Linda Perry was on my flight here. It was great, from Los Angeles.
Wow.
But I'm super inspired by Kate Bush. She's like a huge inspiration for me. She produced a lot of her own music. My favorite band of all time is the Cocteau Twins
from
Scotland.
For sure.
I love them so much.
We love them so much.
And I've been listening to a lot of New Order.
Oh, wow.
They've
nice.
Been really inspiring me. But so right now, I would say those bands, those people.
And currently, what you look more in the future, in the near future, as a standing like woman empowering and kind of be taking space into the music industry, which is... It's hard. It's always been hard. I think it's better than in my era, back in the 2000s. But now how you feel this, you know, how the industry is for you as a young woman and...
Yeah, I think it's changing a lot. I think now, like, women just exist in these fields. It's not so much of like, oh, we have to search for this and seek this out and become... like a real token of being in the industry. It's like they're just here. And so I think more and more people are just acknowledging women who produce their own records, women who play a ton of instruments. You know, it's just, it's becoming more normal, which is, I feel like, the gateway to making the real change happen. I'm very excited about it. So.
Yeah, I love it. And you know what? I love your music also. It's very inspiring. And also because of that, I think there's something... that is kind of molded in this generation, your generation. But also, what I love is also like we voices in the landscape of the United States, specifically. Being minorities is very important also to have a voice. And for you and I, is like taking those spaces now has become a really important phase. So how that do you think, or does it even inspire in your music? Does it translate? Does it...
Yeah, I think, you know, it's really interesting. Like, I think I had an interesting experience growing up. I'm Chinese American, so it's really strange. But again, like, I think that it's just becoming more and more normal. Like, I think the first Korean American was just nominated this year for, like, Song of the Year at the Grammys. Like, there's just a lot of this change happening where just the highest tiers of, like, success in the industry are reflecting the actual landscape of, like, there are just tons and tons of different people doing this and they're finally being recognized.
Yeah.
And I feel like the more current generation, the generations to come, are just getting smarter and just more real about it, of like, this is normal. It's very normal that, like, yeah, I come from the U.S. It's like an incredibly diverse place. There's people from all over, people who, you know, my parents immigrated to the U.S. like, people are really chasing a dream and trying to chase something, and like, that's the whole point of making music or making art. And so it makes me very happy that, like, these categories of, like, yeah, success or like achievement are finally reflecting actual people
absolutely
in the world, in the country, whatever.
And I think social media played a great part on it. Like, I think platforms like TikTok, where you can expose, and also you get more to choose. I think the diversity of listening to people from all over the world has an impact, and I think you can resonate with that.
Yeah, I think social media, like, absolutely changed my life. Social media is the only reason I'm here in Mexico City. I'm, like, thousands of miles away from my home, you know? Like, I don't think it's ever been possible for someone like me to make music. I didn't think it was possible when I was a kid, you know. The landscape has just changed so much. It's made a lot more space, and, you know, whether I like it or not, social media has played, like, a huge role in it. And it's a kind of terrifying beast, social media, but it's also, like, it's the key to the world in many ways.
It can, like, be so productive too, no?
Totally. I mean, we're talking because of social media. I'm meeting so many people because of it. So, yeah, it's a very beautiful key.
And
yeah.
Speaking of diversity, but in musically, you've practiced classical music too. You've trained as a classical musician too. So do you incorporate all that into your music, no?
Yeah, I mean, it's like that was just my cultural upbringing. Like, I was a really intense piano player. Mm-hmm. I played violin for many years. It's like a very Chinese thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's just,
I was about to say,
it's a really cultural, like, prominent thing. Like, that's just how it was. But I'm really grateful for it, and I'm really proud of it, I think, because it just gave me a lot of knowledge about music early on. And, you know, I fell in love with instrumental music before vocal music, because we were playing symphonies or concertos. It was just, you fall in love with a melody. And that was really empowering for me, because then when you start listening to music in a different language, in Spanish, in Italian, in French, in Chinese, like, you can still connect with it. And I feel like I fell in love with music melodically first before lyrically.
Yeah.
So it was really life-changing for me.
And it gives you a different understanding of the musical dialogue with other, with the artists you listen to, and also with the artists you collaborate with, no?
Yeah, totally. I think classical music, I mean, like, that foundation was just very key for me, and it's definitely seeped its way into how I make music and, people I work with, but it was just first and foremost, like, a foundation. It was a stepping point for me.
Awesome. Now you have to go. They're telling me that. I can keep chatting with you all night, and it will be lovely. But thank you so much for stopping by. We would love to play one of your songs. Which one you would like to?
Let's play Fleeting, most recent song.
Okay.
In que memo por ahí buscamos Fleeting de Sara Lindsay. Thank you so much, and keep enjoying. Are you going to stay for the festival and see other bands?
Yes, I'm definitely going to see some other people. I can't wait.
All right. Well, ella fue Sara Lindsay.
Sara Kingsley en el Corona Capital 2025. Estamos en esta transmisión simultánea entre el 105.3 de la FM y Convoy Network. Ingeniero Memo, vámonos a la canción y ahorita regresamos.
Thank you.
Thank you.